Support for this podcast and the following message come from SAP Concur. Employees can submit expenses and invoices from anywhere, and you get the visibility and control you need to drive your business forward. Learn more at concur.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as we speak, Amazon is testing its cashierless checkout technology for bigger stores. This is according to a new report in the Journal. If successful, a look at how that shakes up brick-and-mortar retailers. We'll talk about it after these tech headlines. Cybersecurity specialists say that Marriott International missed a significant chance to halt its data security breach years earlier. While Marriott International says it responded quickly when it learned in recent weeks of a colossal theft of consumer data, the Journal reports that in 2015, Starwood reported a much smaller breach and that a more thorough investigation could have uncovered the attackers, who instead were able to lurk in its reservation system for three more years. Marriott began sending out emails to customers last Friday when it learned that hackers may have gained access to passport numbers, travel details, and in some cases, credit card information. For the very latest details on the security breach, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. So apparently there is a race to make electronic buses, taxis, and trucks, and China is the only one in it at the moment. The Journal says that Chinese makers produced 99% of electric buses deployed globally from 2014 to 2017. Electronic vehicles are at the heart of Beijing's Made in China 2025 industrial strategy, which calls for manufacturers to achieve dominance at home and success abroad in critical future technologies. China is also forging ahead in its adoption of electronic passenger cars. Case in point, 746,000 were sold in the country in the January to October period, compared with 114,000 commercial EVs. And quick side note, while you were looking the other way, Microsoft quietly became the world's most valuable company. The moment came last Friday when Microsoft managed to unseat Apple for the top spot with a market cap of $851.36 billion, nearly $4 billion higher than the iPhone maker. To get there, Microsoft had to outpace Amazon, Facebook, and Google owner Alphabet Inc. The Journal has more on how the resurgence can be traced to CEO Satya Nadella's prioritizing of selling computer devices over buzzy consumer electronics. Coming up, racing to make their businesses more convenient. Amazon tests out cashierless technology at its stores.
IBM is working with clients to put smart to work and bring progress to everyone. Together with IBM, experts are putting smart to work to help the environment, improve safety on the road, and make progress. Not just for a few of us, but for all of us. Because while technology has never been smarter, smart only matters when you put it to work. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart/UK.
Amazon is experimenting with a new cashier-less system already in use at 7 Amazon Go convenience stores in places like Seattle, Chicago, and San Francisco. The company plans to build more of these small stores. Here to talk more about what a cashier-less Amazon Go store looks like and how soon you may or may not expect this kind of tech at a store near you is The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens joining us from San Francisco. Hey, Laura.
Hi, Tanya.
So currently they are using the systems, these new cashierless tech systems in several Amazon Go stores, just to get a feel of how this tech specifically works. As with everything, we're being tracked, right?
Right.
Can you walk us through how this basically works at, if one were to enter one of these Amazon Go stores?
What you do is you download the app, you walk into the store, and there's kind of these kiosks as you walk in, and you scan the app, which has a code on it. The technology is going to be tracking you. It'll see what you pick up, what you put down, and hopefully charge you accurately when you walk out. You don't have to stop. You can just walk out without paying. You will still be paying, but that's how it works.
All right. So it's sort of been this experiment in place thus far. Logistically, is there a lot they need to work out before they, take the next steps to expand this project? Or what's been the case?
Well, actually, the stores that they have right now are working very well. So those are typically between about 1,000 and 2,500 square feet. And They're very small. Imagine like a 7-Eleven type convenience store. That's okay. Kind of the space you're looking at. So what they're working on now is testing it out to see if they can move it into a bigger store format. So something more like Whole Foods, which they purchased last year. And that's where you run into a challenge, because think about it. The ceilings are so high. There's so many different types of objects in that store. It's going to be a much more complicated thing for the AI or machine learning to figure out how to track all those different items and charge you correctly.
This really just carries along the conversation we've been having, right, about how brick and mortar retailers are getting a shakeup. Amazon's technology, it's proving again to be a threat to the establishment, let's call it.
Right. So obviously all these companies are scrambling to try to make it more convenient to grocery shop or to shop for anything, because consumers have gotten very used to being able to get their orders from Amazon or other places even within a couple of days or even now a couple hours. And Amazon Go is the next iteration of that, because it's just a very convenient experience that you're able to walk in and walk out without really having to spend any time in the store other than what you want to spend. So it's definitely going to be an added challenge if Amazon can figure out how to make this work in a bigger store format for the broader retail industry.
And they're working to make this stuff better all the time, right? To make things more and more effortless and convenient. That's how they get us. And the tech that's already in place at these Amazon Go stores, do you see fast developments to this kind of technology?
Right. Well, it's interesting. So it's a machine learning algorithm that's kind of helping teach it how to do these things. So those just generally learn and improve on their own. I've toured a couple of the stores, even with Amazon executives, and it was interesting because I was in a new one just the other day and realized that originally they'd had to have all these little dots all over the sandwich wrappers because they look so similar that the technology couldn't tell what you were picking up. But they've actually removed those now, and they just have a normal label on it. And I was talking with the executive about it, and he was saying, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, the machine learning is getting so good that we don't have to have all the dots to help distinguish. So it's really interesting how they've been able to improve it just in the short course of a year that it's been publicly open.
Yeah, it's been some fast-moving tech, as it always is. Laura Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens covers all things Amazon, and I do mean every last thing, for the Journal. You can read more at WSJ.com. And for more tech podcasts, check out our latest instant message from personal tech columnist David Pierce. No lack of tech podcasts from the Wall Street Journal. That wraps up this installment of Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.